I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education writer with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He is also with the Pasatiempo, and he's with us speaking of the arts just about every Friday. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's rather early.
It's a beautiful morning. Marischal, it's got a stunning little smile all the while. Today in Pasatiempo, we have on the cover story. What do you know about her?
You tell me. Oh, Annie Leibovitz.
She's gonna, the woman of distinction. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, she... you tell me. I mean, she's a portrait photographer who's photographed many famous celebrities and uses a lot of lighting, even outdoors.
Right. She's done amazing Vanity Fair covers that we all think of. But she started working, Connecticut-born. I think she started working in the 60s as a painting student, but... She's being honored as part of the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Women's of Distinction series. Proceeds are going to benefit both the museum's art and leadership program for girls. This event is 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Lenzic. You got to pay to get in. You can pay a lot of money and have a pre-event reception with her, or you can just pay enough to sit in the chair. 988-1234, and a really nice piece by Paul Weideman in today's Pasatiempo.
Excellent.
Also, the two women dancing are back for what they claim to be their last joint performance. Do you know who they are?
Yes, indeed.
Julie Brett Adams and Kay Everly. And they are doing their show. They say it's going to be the last time they work together.
Why is that? We've had them on the air before. I haven't had them on every year. Probably should have done so this year, but nevertheless, they have been dancing as a pair. They do this performance every year. They are aware of the whole process of getting older as a dancer. Why is this the last year?
Well, there's a nice piece by Michael Wade Simpson in today's Pasatiempo that explains some of that. I think they feel like they've done all they can do, and they're, I'm going to say, 6 or 7 years together. They're going to be dancing at the Santa Fe Playhouse this weekend and next weekend. You got to pay to get in. No credit cards. It's, I think, cash and check only.
Good to know.
Here's the phone number, 986-1801. But the Santa Fe Playhouse is at 142 East of Vargas. That phone number is 988-4262. See the Pasatiempo story in today's Pasatiempo. And theater-wise, the Sunshine Boys, goofy
Yay.
Neil Simon comedy.
That should be fun.
It should be. It's about...
I went to the very beginning of it, and they were hilarious. They really were very funny.
Oh, good. You mean the early rehearsals?
Yeah.
Good.
No, I went to the first... two scenes of a recent rehearsal.
Okay. Well, they're over there, Paul Walsky and Jonathan
Richards.
And it's opening at the Armory for the Arts tonight, and it runs through March 21st, which is good, because I'm pretty tied up the next 2 weeks.
As does three Irish comedies.
I was going to come up to that next.
But the Arden Players.
The Arden Players, with three Irish comedies, just in time for, and you can expect me to sing Danny Boy next week.
Oh, goody.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, naturally. Valentine's Day.
You've still got love on your mind from last month.
It's called The Laugh of the Irish. Three short comedies. 8 o'clock tonight at the Teatro Paraguas Studios on Richards Lane. Here's a phone number. 920-0303. That's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Tonight and tomorrow and then Sundays at
Sunday,
2.
Sunday at 2. And I don't know whether Arden Players has a pay what you wish. Some do, some don't. Their Sunday matinees pay what you wish. It's the weekend of The Moon Is to Live On, multimedia performance art production at Warehouse 21. I'm going to see it Sunday. I hear it's very good. I hear it's sold out. I hear it's 3 hours long, which is always
taxing
my time.
I went to the run-through, and it was more like 2 hours
long.
Well,
it says here 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, 989-4423.
That's a little scary.
It is. I'm not going to be able to stay for the whole thing, but I will go see it. And then there's Rhythm of Fire with the Bellissima Irish Dance Company performing traditional and original dances at 2:30 Sunday. At the James A. Little Theater, New Mexico School for the Deaf, 1060 Sorrios Road, 670-1325. And we don't mention prices on the air here, but you got to pay to get in. And just that same day, one last little thing. If you like poetry, and who doesn't? If you like International Women's Day, and who doesn't? Debbie Brody, I know her. Ann Hunkins, I know her. Mariah Williams, I think I know
her. You know everybody, Robert.
And Kathaman, who I do not know. 3:30, Sunday. They're going to be reading at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe at Barcelona Road, 988-1655. Doesn't say anything about a ticket price. That could be Pasta Tiempo's mistake. I'm willing to bet it's pretty inexpensive or cheap. Give a ring to go in there. Again, it's Poetry Readings, International Women's Day, Sunday at 3:30. And now I will drink water while I make my ventriloquist dummy talk.
Oh, dear. Okay. We have a ticket giveaway.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to talk about Janice Ian?
I was, but first I want you to do, like, not, like, the third person. Here's what would be interesting.
What?
If you did the first person who calls or the 15th, because then you have, like, all these people scrambling to call, and you keep them on the lines for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to call until I say go, so anybody who calls before that doesn't count.
All right, so Janice Ian, she came and played the Paramount in its closing days. I went and saw her. I interviewed her. I love her music, her old music, her new music. And she is definitely coming back to town. And she's here to play... where the heck is she playing? I'll tell you in a minute, because I know everything thanks to the Pasta Tiempo, your favorite arts and entertainment magazine, which is going online today, but you have to subscribe.
It was online before.
It went online for like a year free, and now they've changed it, and it's online. There's an ad in Pasta Tiempo. You can find out more about it. But where the hell did it? Where the hell?
Mary Lynn knows. Mary Lynn LeBlanc. There is.
I don't know what she's singing though.
No, she's when and where?
Santa Fe Brewing Company, this Saturday, March 6th,
tomorrow,
at 7:30 p.m.
Excellent.
And one pair.
One pair of tickets to the Mary Lynn, you name it. 4th, 10th, 15th caller?
Oh, boy. Let's say the 7th.
The 7th caller, 428-1382. And then you can come back and tell us when the tickets are given away so you don't have to keep answering the phone.
That's a good idea. And Paul Weideman wrote the piece. It's in today's Pasta, page 16. I just found it. As you know, you may not know, Sunday night is Oscar night. Why am I singing that song from Guys and Dolls? It has nothing to do with it. Most people will probably stay home and watch the Oscars. And we have a lot of Oscar coverage in Pasta Tiempo, and I'm happy about it because I wrote one of the pieces. Jonathan Richard did his picks for Best Picture. He always does his choices and then his predictions. Sometimes they line up, sometimes they don't. Rob DeWalt did a nice piece on Oscar soundtracks, movie soundtracks. Rob DeWalt and me had fun time writing about films released in New Mexico last year that weren't Oscar nominated. And my column, The Big Picture, interviews Thomas Cobb, who wrote the novel Crazy Heart, shot in New Mexico, and featuring Academy Award nominated actors Jeff Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Sorry. So take a look, see it, all that stuff.
She's a good actor.
They're both good actors, and he's been nominated so many times. I really hope he, the film is flawed, but I hope he gets it. And in case you care, the movie still runs over at DeVargas Mall.
And the Improvising Composer is an all-day event tomorrow at the Santa Fe Complex from 10 in the morning until late into the evening, because there's going to be a performance at 8 in the evening. So it's a workshop during the day for people who want to learn more about software and the technology of improvised music. And then at 6 o'clock, there's a panel discussion hosted by the wonderful and charming Craig Smith, and knowledgeable Craig Smith. And then at 8 o'clock, there's a concert. So that's all at Santa Fe Complex, sfcomplex.org.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Just saying.
Graffiti Works, Collected Works Bookstore. It's work by Santa Fe Art Institute's Youth Education Outreach Program.
Yes.
Their students, their mentors, their teachers, going to have live music, spoken word poetry, and a panel talk about graffiti and the law. This is 6 o'clock tonight at Collected Works, 202 Galisteo Street, and the exhibit runs through April. Meanwhile, if you run over to the College of Santa Fe Fine Arts Gallery, you're going to see the show Doodle? Which is a group show by members of Site Santa Fe's Youth Curators Program, 5 to 7 p.m.
Tickets are gone
tickets
for Janice.
Tickets are gone. Thank you, listeners.
Pretty good. The Dueling Divas. It's a drag show featuring Richard Peters and Kenny Brown at 8:30 tonight at the Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision, Rodeo Road. Here's a phone number, 4281-7781. And whenever I go out late on Thursday night, like, I stagger over my words in the morning. I like to be honest about that. I went to the new 2nd Street at the Rail Yard.
Uh-huh.
So I have a beer around 10 o'clock last night. It's kind of a nice, intimate, small space. It's got sort of a different feel than the other one.
Yeah, I've been meaning to go there.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything. But the lady brought nachos over to the table because there were some other people. And one of the people at the table said, why is the sour cream always like to the side instead of being... So when the lady came over, the nice waitress, I said, how come the sour cream is on the side here whenever you serve nachos? Because I want these questions answered. And she said...
Those are the big questions.
And she said, because it's the last thing we put on the plate. And that made sense. And that's probably why when you get a chocolate mousse pie, like the whipped cream is on the side.
Well, and some things, when you put a liquid topping on them, if it sits there for a while, then the chips become soggy and stale,
right.
And it's gross. So you should spoon it on right before you're going
to
eat it.
But I didn't want to hear that answer while I was getting ready to eat this stuff. So I was glad she told me what she told me.
Dwayne Roller, Cleopatra, a Biography, presented by Women's Voices at Collected Works Bookstore on Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, a new biography of Cleo?
Apparently.
Did you ever see that Claudette Colbert movie where she was Cleopatra?
No, I didn't.
I think that's the one where she takes a milk bath. And it's hilarious because she's in the bath and Claudette was like sexy. In the 30s, Claudette would have been the one I would have been pursuing. And she's got, like, these women helping her. Like, women were always helping women take baths in those days, which I like about those old movies. I don't know why. I don't think that happens much today, but if it does, I want to know about it. But anyway, so, wait a minute. What was I saying?
I have no idea.
Oh, it ends with a great line because it's so 1930s. The maids on the side of the pool that are dressed while she's nude in the bath, they're, like, giving her the gossip, and Claudette says to him as Cleopatra. All right, enough about that. Take off your clothes and get in here and tell me the rest. It's a funny little bit. Wait a minute. I don't know if that was in Cleopatra or the Sign of the Cross. It was Cleopatra, I think. Anyway, Claudette Colbert was sexy. I don't know if that's in his book.
Okay. I'm completely now educated about that. But the biography of Cleopatra, I think we're going to do an interview that to air on Tuesday morning. So you can listen to that and then... Go to the event. And then also Collected Works, Fruit Tree and Orchard Scouting in the Southwest with orchardist Gordon Tooley, presented by the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens. And that is on Thursday of next week at 6 o'clock. Lots of stuff going on at Collected Works Bookstore, which, as I always say, but I'm going to say it again, is now a really comfortable, nice space with those couches and
community
chairs
space.
And a little stage and
coffee
shop and all that kind of stuff. And they still have the same great books.
Speaking of community, the Santa Fe Community Orchestra... It's going to be
yes, this weekend they're doing something.
4 o'clock Sunday at the Lenzic, and donations are welcome. And you're going to hear a Copland, Prokofiev, those other guys, Tchaikovsky.
Do you say them all wrong on purpose?
No, the only ones I can pronounce really well are Bach and Mozart.
Okay.
That's why I probably listen to them more than the other guys, in case somebody wants to query me about them. One thing, though, I do is, like, pretend to have my mouth full of nachos and you don't have to answer. Oh, another thing. Do you ever do this... Like, two people come up to you, and you know one of them, and you don't know the other. You know the other, but you can't remember their name, because you interview so many people.
It happens to me a great deal.
So you hope that the other person says, oh, by the way, I'm Janine, and the other one says, oh, hello, I'm Molly. And then they don't do it, so what do you do? What I do is I say, do you two know each other? You should introduce yourselves. Except now I just told you, so people are going to figure out, because
yes.
I interview
you
so many
people. You just gave away your secrets on the radio.
Right, anyway, the Santa Fe Community Orchestra is going to be doing this gig. Moving People's involved. They're going to play the animated movie El Salón México. Santa Fe Public Schools Orchestra program. String players are going to play at 4. Let me see. What else? Ah, the New Mexico Artisans Market. 10 to 4. Sunday at the Farmers Market.
Excellent.
Meanwhile,
Leon Cohen will speak on give a lecture titled Small but Significant, the Jewish Community of Carlsbad, New Mexico. That's on Sunday, the 7th of March at 2 o'clock at the Jewish Community Center in Albuquerque for our listeners a little further south than Santa Fe, sponsored by the New Mexico Jewish Historical Society.
And on the topic of Jewishness, nice Jewish girls gone bad.
I didn't give the phone number. The phone number is 986-9955. That's the Santa Fe phone number.
Well, you're definitely going to want the phone number of the nice Jewish girls gone bad, because anytime girls go bad, I want to be there.
And no doubt you are.
8 o'clock.
In fact, you make them go bad.
I'm naughty. That's true. Never mind that. 8 o'clock
true,
on Monday
said,
at Back
coyly.
Road Pizza on 2nd Street. The girls are going to be playing. It's a combination of vaudeville and burlesque. You got to pay to get in at the door. You can call in advance for tickets. Here's the number. 955-9055. The nice Jewish girls going bad will perform at 8 o'clock Monday.
Most excellent. And then tomorrow from 4 to 6... At the Santa Fe Convention Center, the American Society for Neurochemistry presents a public outreach forum called Nutrition, Exercise, and Dietary Supplements Impact on Physical Health and Brain Function. And so they're going to be people telling you basically how to keep your brain young and healthy and flexible and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah. And for more information, 505-272-4411.
As I move from Paso Tiempo to the city desk, Paso Tiempo gets new and exciting writers, including Casey Sanchez. He's got a biography of the new Tammy Wynette book in there today. Take a look at the book page. Jill Batson did a review on Alexis Sherman's new book, War Dances. So take a look there. I wanted to mention the...
I love it when Sherman Alexie publishes a new book. It makes me happy. He's such a great writer.
I haven't read this one, but I agree with you on that count. I want to talk about the dinosaurs in Albuquerque, but I can't find it. Oh, there they are. Walking with Dinosaurs. I know we're a little bit time off, but it's March 17th. It's at Santa Ana Stark Center. I don't know how you feel about taking people to a casino to see huge dinosaurs, but they claim that, like, this is going to be great for the kids, that the dinosaurs, 17 of them, are going to roam the arena. So I guess they're going to be like CGI somehow, except in real life, and not puppets. So you want to bring the kids down, get ready, Walking with Dinosaurs. My guess is if you Google that, you'll find out more info. It opens on the 17th. It only runs for 4-5 days. I might even go down there and see those guys. I loved dinosaurs when I was a kid. I had all these great books, and I don't know why I didn't keep them. Because they had pictures of dinosaurs, and I loved them.
Speaking of great books, St. John's College, 2010 Music on the Hill benefit event, Nacha Mendez will be playing on Tuesday, the 9th of March at Capitol Grill. Capitol Grill will donate 20% of its restaurant sales to benefit St. John's College 5th annual Music on the Hill. Latin jazz vocalist Nacha Mendez, she's fantastic. And for more information, she's going to be there on Tuesday, March 9th, and again on Tuesday, March 16th and 23rd at Capitol Grill and all sorts of other places. Let's see. For more information, I guess you can call St. John's College, 984-6000.
Tonight at 5, 21 and under. Art sale and poetry readings, not only by artists who are 21 and under, but my understanding is you won't have to pay more than 21. This is going to benefit Santa Fe Public School's wonderful Adelante program, which I've been researching for a story, benefits homeless students in the school system. 5 o'clock tonight at the B.F. Young Building on Camino Sierra Vista. Call 490-1970 or head on over there between 5 and 8, and I hope to make an appearance myself. Did we talk about how dreams affect your writing?
I don't think so.
Well, on Saturday, Carrie Sullivan Walden and Joan Gilfen do that. Talk about how dreams affect your writing at 5 o'clock, and this is pure coincidence. I didn't notice before, but it's at Collected Works down on Galisteo. So what do dreams do for you?
I think they keep me sane. I think the function of dreaming psychologically is to process all the stuff that you deal with in your day or in your week or in the time you're living in, and it just sorts your mind out so that you are calm or relatively calm and not crazy. People who are deprived of dreams, even if they're sleeping but not dreaming, apparently go bananas.
Oh, so I should be happy about my dreams even if I don't understand them.
Oh, yeah. I think there are some dreams occasionally that are to be understood, but when I remember my dreams, they're mostly brain garbage. They're not worth thinking about. They're just worth getting up, brushing your teeth, and feeding the dogs.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have erotic dreams?
Oh, no. But speaking of erotic dreams, there is... Is this tonight? Well, you go on. I've got to check something.
I want to hear about the erotic dream stuff tonight. I didn't know that. I was just joking.
Okay, here we go. Tonight, the film called Orgasm Inc. screens at the Santa Fe CCA at 5:45. The filmmaker will be there, and it's basically a kind of expose of the pharmaceutical industry and how they are. It's just, you know, where money and sex and health come together. This woman, Liz Kanner, whom I interviewed, I think it was yesterday, did a documentary after having worked at this pharmaceutical company that was trying to develop a kind of female Viagra.
That's right.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
Well, money, sex, and health can come together, and when you're talking about orgasms, hopefully so will the couple involved with the lovemaking. Hey, one thing that I really like here is that the School for Advanced Research Lecture is going to be doing a story, a talk on cylinder jars and chocolate. in Chaco Canyon. What do you make of that?
I would need more information to make anything of it.
Like, do you think the ancient Pueblo people were, like, putting chocolate in cylinder jars back in, like, you know, 18 BC?
I don't know.
Well, Patricia...
Why don't you tell us?
Patricia Crown, the archaeologist, will tell us more at 3 o'clock on Tuesday at the School for Advanced Research Boardroom on Garcia Street. No charge, 954-7203. So head on over there if you want to know about cylinder jars and chocolate. I can see people being very interested in chocolate, but I don't know how many people would care about cylinder jars, but there must be people that collect those things.
I'm sure there are, and archaeologists are very interested in those kinds of things.
Well, especially because they're studying archaeology.
That would be the reason, indeed.
At Whole Foods Market on Thursday, Grace Berlay's show, Wildflowers in Spring, opens with a reception at 5:30. The show runs through March. This is at Whole Foods Market on Cerritos Road, 992-1700. And at that night, the B-side players doing Latin funk and rock are going to play at the Santa Fe Brewing Company at 7:30.
Oh, I remember them. They're good.
Got to pay to get in. And then a lot of people want to know about Sherlock Holmes, the new movie with Robert Downey Jr., which is still playing.
I didn't go because I was boycotting it because apparently it was so violent, but then everybody said I was wrong.
Well, it's got violence, but so does, reruns of My Three Sons. Anyway.
No, they don't. Anyway, who reruns that
of
stuff?
Charlie's Angels. I was thinking of the wrong trilogy. The Renison Institute for Lifelong Learning is going to give you a little lecture with Saul Cohen at 2 o'clock Thursday. My Life with Sherlock Holmes. So I don't know whether Saul Cohen knew him, whether this is from the point of view of Watson, whether, you know, this was the maid's point of view. 2 o'clock, St. John's Methodist Church on Old Pecos Trail. Got to pay to get in. 982-9274. If you're curious about Sherlock Holmes, and this should be if it's elementary, dear Watson, head on over there, 2 o'clock Thursday. Say, what time is it?
8:52.
My goodness, time flies when I chat.
From your point of view.
Open mic night at Tiny's on Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
And also at El Farol, no?
That night?
Tuesdays, don't they have a... Is there an open mic night at El Farol? A friend of mine keeps telling me to go there on Tuesdays.
No, but Thursday night is Savor playing Cuban music at El Dorado Hotel.
Yay.
Bill Hearn's at the La Fonda that night playing country at 8 o'clock. I think I went into the Santa Fe... where the hell was I last night? Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard?
Uh-huh.
I think they said Bill Hearn was playing there tonight at 4:30 with no cover. So head on over there. Also tonight, the Ore House, Jim Elman playing Americana, 2:30 in the afternoon to about 5:30. Corazon has Latter Day Jazz with Clark Bransford and Ward at 5 o'clock.
Did
no
you
cover.
Say Corazon?
I did. That's the
That's the Spanish way as opposed to the Latin American way.
Okay, well, sometimes I learn things when you're not around. And,
well, that's a good thing because the only time I'm around is from 8:30 to 9 on Fridays.
See? I put out my heart, I try to be friendly. Puppet Tales is Saturday. It's 4 and 6:30, Wise Fool Puppets. Those guys are always fun. Unless
yes,
they
indeed.
Come after you at like 2 in the morning and they have sticks. That's never amusing.
You know that from experience.
Well, in my dreams.
Your dreams. Now, what do your dreams do for you?
Well, it depends. If Elkie Summer and Ursula Andress are in them, and it's circa 1978, they do quite a bit.
No, really?
Dream.
I answered you
I have
seriously.
Strange dreams that are sometimes funny. I don't understand. Things that suggest this part of your life is cluttered, this part of your life is going well. My dog shows up in my dream. The occasion I have dreams with zombies, which I don't like.
Really?
But they're not nightmares. I'm very comfortable, you know, fighting them. And I often have dreams that I'm, with a bevy of women, and they are, for reasons I can't quite comprehend, slowly but surely disrobing. I never have dreams...
You're just making that up.
...that take me back to my past, do you? Although once in a while, I'm in math class, which terrifies me, because I'm terrible with numbers, but I'm very good with figures. And I occasionally will have a dream I'm back in the military, which is odd, but besides that, they're usually like... something going on in my life, and I try to think about them. I don't write them down. I don't obsess on them.
I find them very hard. I used to remember them and keep a dream journal. Now I almost never remember them, and when I do, I let them go.
Have I ever been in one of your dreams?
Not that I know of.
Well, let's change that.
It's hard to control that. It's
no,
the
tonight,
one thing you can't control.
When you go to bed, just say to yourself, Robert Knott, come to me in my dreams. I want to see you. Dot, dot, dot. We'll let the imagination fill in the dot, dot, dot.
Girls Incorporated of Santa Fe is accepting applications from fine artists and craftspeople to participate in the upcoming 38th Annual Arts and Crafts Show to be held on August 7th from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening and Sunday, August 8th at the Santa Fe Plaza. It's a juried event, 250 artists, 300,000 visitors. So if you want to apply and be part of this show, you can go to girlsincofsantafe.org or contact Tiffany at 982-2042.
There's plenty of museums in town. Check them out. Sunday is free, and a lot of them for New Mexico residents. The Governor's Gallery over in the Capitol still has the FSA Photographers of New Mexico. I took a look at it. Interesting.
What's FSA?
The Museum of International Folk Art has Dancing Shadows, Epic Tales, the Indonesian shadow puppets running through mid-March. FSA is like the, what do you call it? Sort of like pseudo-New Deal stuff where they were capturing the socio-political lives of people within the landscape. But it's not quite, what do you call that New Deal stuff?
WPA?
Yeah, it's not WPA. It's slightly different. I don't know if it's the federal something project, but that's what I get. See, I come on the air, and I never know what the hell I'm going to talk about.
It's okay. And then it really is.
Somebody says, do your research. And I got out of bed 2 minutes before I got over here.
And don't forget, the CCA has all sorts of, you already said that, all sorts of good movies. If you want to go to a movie on the big screen, check out. What do you know about White Ribbon?
White Ribbon. Robert Benziger of the Paso Tiempo thinks it's a pretty exciting, atmospheric thriller. It's playing over at CCA. Something about strange happenings over
World
War
I. In a
pastoral village in Germany. Nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, Academy Award. It's very long, about 2.5 hours. A Single Man is still over there.
I like that movie.
Shutter Island is still running at Regal 14. It's getting some decent reviews. People say it's a fun show. The Young Victorias at DeVargas. She's up for an Academy Award there.
And there's a Korean film called Old Partner. It's apparently the highest grossing independent film in the history of Korea. It's a magical documentary that follows the relationship between a 40-year-old cow and a farmer, 79-year-old farmer.
Oh, I got my dog back.
I'm going to see that.
I went and paid my fine. Get your dog shot and get the license.
Get your dog shot.
The rabies shot.
Okay.
So my doggy, Rio, I got him home. It was traumatic. I took Monday off. I went and got him. He was just so happy to see me. He wasn't happy to get a rabies shot. We got him licensed. Everybody was very professional and kind. Do not get your dog in a situation. Go and get all the shots. Get your license. And send me $2 in cash for this advice. Make it under the table.
Robert Knott is here with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts.
I try to.
He is the education writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He writes for the Paso Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, and the Santa Fe New Mexican.
And I'm not short, dumpy, and bald like a lot of people think when they hear my voice.
They think that you're short, dumpy, and bald?
This is what I hear.
But you're tall, light, and predictable.
I'm telling you, one of these days.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. No, you are tall, medium, light, and mysterious.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how handsome am I?
11.
Oh, you are so wonderful to me. You just cheered me up immensely.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful day. Be happy. Wear your seatbelt. Lots of great theater in Santa Fe.
Do the chow.
Okay. Hasta la vista.
Keep going.
Ciao.